welcome into the Roto Lounge. It's your boy Brad Starks back for another Data Film Comps episode. And tonight is going to be Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy. But before we get into that, it's time to get our drinks. Get your drink. I'm going to get my drink. I'll meet you on the flip side. All right, I'm back. And tonight I'm going to do a little something special. This is a Woodford Reserve double oaked. Now, you may have heard of the Woodford Reserve double oaked that you can find on the shelf. This is via one of my patrons. Shout out to Ben. It's a distillery only release, and it only comes in a 3.75 milliliter bottle, and it's about the same price as your regular double oak. So I think it's like $60 on the shelf. This is a 2020 release. Championship. It's a little small little cork pop. Seems very thick as you pour it out. Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, on the nose, so good. You can smell the seasoned oak and a toasted oak, a different type of oak. It's not the wet oak. It's more of like toasted. I don't know how to really explain that. Like, if you had like wood in the fire, but not for too long, and then you smelled it, that's kind of like toasted. Oh man, you get like marshmallows, heavy vanilla, a little bit of like pecan, just a tad bit of chocolate. Very complex nose here. All right, let's go in for the palate. Holy cow. All right, so this is not like as thick as your regular double oak. It's more thin, but man, it's like chocolate. You can taste like toasted marshmallows, like s'mores kind of. Like if your marshmallow was burnt, it tastes kind of like that. Sweet wood, like sweet oak, wet oak, caramel, like similar to a chocolate candy bar in some way. I don't think it's a Snickers, maybe like an alcoholic Snickers. Very good. I mean, it's like, I feel like it's almost like chocolate, like chocolatey, like alcohol and chocolate. So good, so good. All right, anyways, let's get on to Xavier Worthy, junior wide receiver out of Texas. You know, there's mixed reviews on him. And we'll talk about what the model thinks, the data. We'll talk about what the film looks like. We'll talk about his comps, what I think about Xavier Worthy in this class. So let's start out at the combine. He measured in at 5'11", 165, right? Everyone knows he ran that 4'2", 140 at the combine. Went to his pro day, weighed 5 pounds heavier, right? So 170-ish. That probably will slow him down a little bit. He didn't run after he waited his pro day. But before we get into that, let's talk about where he came from and all that stuff. He was born on 4/27/2003. And actually, April 27th is my wedding anniversary. So when I got married, it was Xavier Worthy's birthday. That's pretty cool. So he'll be celebrating his birthday on the Saturday of the NFL draft. I'll be celebrating my anniversary on the Saturday of the NFL draft. And some of you are like, man, you must really love that woman to get married on the NFL draft. And yes, it was a challenge, but that was the first hurdle. Once you make her feel like she's the best and she's worth more than anything in the world, gentlemen, that's the first step. But I'll tell you what, Thursday's my day. I'm going to have a good time for the first round of the NFL draft. And then I get to spend the rest of the draft with my wife, so it'll be great. He was a four-star recruit coming out of Central East High School in Fresno, California. He was the 13th wide receiver in his class. Same class as Marvin Harrison, Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, Adonai Mitchell. All of these guys are in the same class. So he was the 13th wide receiver in that class. We'll talk about his college production. So he went to college. He originally committed to Michigan, and his senior year of high school, I believe, was canceled due to COVID-19. They couldn't graduate early, so he had to take virtual classes to graduate. Went to Michigan, committed to Michigan, and got an apartment there. But because of their requirements to get into school, he wasn't eligible. So he had to go to another school. He ended up picking Texas because he liked Steve Sarkisian. And at that time, Steve Sarkisian was with Alabama, so he was considering going to Alabama. Then Sarkisian got the head coaching job at Texas, so he went to Texas. So that's how he ended up in Texas. Had a great true freshman season, and a lot of people talk about he had a great freshman season, but his other two seasons after that weren't great. But when you look at that freshman season, and that's a really good indicator for NFL success when you can produce as a true freshman. So right now he's still only 20 years old. So the Saturday of the draft, he'll be turning 21. So I'm sure he's had drinks before, but he'll legally be able to have a beer to celebrate being drafted. So as an 18-year-old true freshman, he had 62 receptions, 981 yards, and 12 touchdowns. That gave him a 33.46 Dominator rating when you talk about receptions, yards, and touchdowns. And it gives him a 38.84 if you remove the receptions, right? And we talk about, it's important for us, we want receivers that also catch the ball. So seeing that Dominator rating is pretty close together, that's a good sign that he is a big part of that offense. Going into his second year, his sophomore season, he had 60 receptions, two less, 760 yards, 220 yards less, and 9 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns less as a sophomore. So everyone's like, what about that slump as a sophomore? Well, it came out after the season, Coach Steve Sarkisian acknowledged that he had broke his hand halfway through the season. Xavier Worthy broke his hand halfway through the season, played through it. In his college career, he never missed a game. Steve Sarkisian talks about how he could not stand to miss any games. He could not stand to miss times. Played through a broken hand. After the season, he had to wear a cast. It was a non-surgical. He let it heal without surgery, but had to wear a cast after the season. So people want to talk about that sophomore year, but they don't acknowledge the fact that he was doing all this with a broken hand. So that could have affected it. He had drops during that season. You know, really some drops that weren't really like him. And at the time, people didn't know why he was dropping the ball. And when you talk about film, there are, you know, tape of him dropping the ball when he's looking upfield too soon. We did see that in his tape a little bit. Let's go back to his sophomore year. He had 30.54 Dominator rating of receptions, yards, and touchdowns, and a 33.67 Dominator rating of yards and touchdowns. Over 30% in both seasons. I mean, this is incredible. You know, he was really the only target there, but you like to see that type of domination when you are one of the only targets. As a junior, Adonai Mitchell got there. He finished with 75 receptions, 1,014 yards, 5 touchdowns. I think Adonai Mitchell got like 13 touchdowns, so that took a lot of the touchdowns there. But he had 23.22% of the team's receptions, yards, and touchdowns, and then 22.82% when you remove the reception. So all in all, a great statistical data-wise college career. When you put it all together, his three seasons, he had a 25.68% of his team's receptions and a 28.80% of his team's yards for a total Dominator rating of 27.24. And we talk about Mitchell and Brian Thomas, who were at like 16 or 17% Dominator rating for their careers. Xavier Worthy was at a 27.24%, which is alpha-like numbers for a college receiver. Even if you are by yourself, even if you are the only target, a lot of receivers aren't good enough to get this type of volume from their offense, but he was able to do that, and a lot of that comes down to his speed, and we saw his speed at the combine, and we'll talk about what we see on film. But having that type of Dominator rating is very important. A lot of things that he did in college was also very impressive. So during his college career, he broke several of the freshman school records at Texas. He broke receiving yards in his season as a freshman at 981, receiving touchdowns as a freshman at 12. Those were held by Roy Williams, who was, I think, a top 5 drafted wide receiver by Detroit. He had 809 yards as a freshman and 8 touchdowns, so Xavier Worthy beat that. Worthy also broke the school freshman record for receiving yards in a game with 261 against Oklahoma. And he was awarded True Freshman All-American by Pro Football Focus, 247 Sports, and FWAA. So all in all, had a great college career, especially that freshman season. But you like to see that. He had a breakout year. He was 18 years old. So you do like to see that in a prospect. When you talk about watching Xavier Worthy's film, you can't deny the speed. You notice that he has crisp cuts in and out of his breaks. Because of his speed, defensive backs give him a lot of cushion, so he's able to sell deep routes. They don't want him to get behind them, because once he gets behind them, he's gone. So they give him a lot of cushion. He eats that cushion up. He can come back and be a great target for his quarterback. He has punt return success. He's returned punts for touchdowns. He's shown that he has really good contact balance once he gets hit. There's some videos you can also find online where he actually lowers his shoulder and tries to run people over. So he is a tough little guy. He doesn't really shy away from contact too much. Now, you know, being 175 pounds or 170 pounds, you have to be worried about that a little bit. We saw, you know, Tank Dell at a 160, 165. He got injured this past year. Devonta Smith, however, tested out at 170, and he really hasn't had any major injuries to date. Just got a big contract extension, so he's proven that he can stay healthy. The thing I noticed on Xavier Worthy's film the most, I think, is that whenever he played with confidence, you could tell when he had that swag, because he would get up and once he made a play, you know, he would celebrate and he would recognize that, you know, he had that confidence. And then other games, he just didn't seem like he had confidence. And, you know, I don't know, that could have been some of the games where he had a broken hand. You know, I didn't break down and determine what film he had the broken hand, because I found out after the fact of watching his tape that he had a broken hand. So some of that could have come down to that. He didn't want to get, you know, hit. And, you know, he did look upfield quite a bit on some passes and had some focus drops. He has everything that you're looking for in a top wide receiver. The only thing that would worry you is his frame. And, you know, those are the red flags that you look at, his size and, you know, is he going to be physical at the catch point? But that's not what his game is about. What his game is about is like what Tyreek Hill's game is about. You hope he goes to a team that's going to put him in motion before the snap, allow him to get a running start and really excel, you know, in the offense. He's played on the outside. He's played on the inside. He can play any position that you put him at. Almost like a T.Y. Hilton type of player, but just has that speed that you can't really compete with at the NFL level. So let's get into the comps. And I will tell you that my model really likes Xavier Worthy. It has him on the edge of a top 5, top 12 type player. So what that's going to do is, because I like his film as well, that's going to have him sitting at my wide receiver 4. It's going to have Marvin Harrison in his tier by itself. It's going to have Rome and Malik in their own tier. And then the next tier is going to start with Xavier Worthy. It may end with Xavier Worthy as well, because not only does the model like him, the film looks good, and I like him. Now, there are reservations with his, you know, his height and his weight, perhaps. But my model has two comps for him. It has a low comp of Tavon Austin, for those that remember Tavon Austin. And it has a high comp of DeSean Jackson. And I think his game does resemble DeSean Jackson a little bit. When you look at their college production, you look at yards per season, Xavier Worthy had 924. He averaged 924 yards per season. Tavon had 853, and DeSean had 807. When you look at yards per game, Xavier had 71 average yards per game. Tavon Austin had 65, and DeSean had 71 as well. When you look at yards per reception, through their college career, Xavier Worthy averaged 14 yards per reception, DeSean Jackson averaged 15 yards per reception, and Tavon averaged 12. When you look at receptions per game, Xavier Worthy averaged 5 receptions per game, DeSean 4.8, and Tavon 5.5. Now, when you look at their dominator rating and market share and all that stuff, it's very, very similar throughout their career. Tavon did play more years in college, and he was expected to be a game changer at the NFL level. It just didn't really translate. He was 5'8.5", so he was on the shorter side. In my model, it didn't like Tavon Austin. However, it did have DeSean Jackson as rating as a top 12 wide receiver coming out. So Xavier Worthy matches up very similar to DeSean Jackson on the high side. When you look at their height and weight, Xavier Worthy measured at 5'11". DeSean measured at 5'9 and 3 quarters, and Tavon Austin measured at 5'8 and a half. So Xavier Worthy's a bigger of the three. When you look at their weight, DeSean was 169. With the new weight, Xavier was 170. Before that, he was 165, so he can tinker in that weight area. And then Tavon was 174, so Tavon was bigger than all of them. So he was a small, stocky guy. When you look at their 40-yard dashes, obviously Xavier Worthy has that 4.21 speed at the combine. DeSean and Tavon had a 4.35. So you give Xavier worthy the wait. He probably moves him up to a 4-3, 4-3 frame. We're okay with that. We're okay with that speed at the NFL level. He definitely shows speed on tape. So that's all that we're looking to do. Look at an explosion, the vertical. Xavier Worthy had a 41-inch vertical leap. Deshaun had a 34.5, and Tavon had a 32. When you look at the broad jump, which also helps measure explosion, Xavier had 131 inches. Deshaun and Tavon had 120. So again, a much more explosive wide receiver than those two. Hand size now, Xavier Worthy has a much smaller hand, 8 3/4. When you look at Tavon had a 9-inch hand and Deshaun had 9 3/8. Their arm length, Xavier has a much longer arm length at 31 inches to 29 3/4 for Deshaun and 30 for Tavon Austin. So those are my high and low comps for Xavier Worthy. I don't think he's getting enough love. You know, I think people are enamored with the bigger receivers, which is funny because last year I heard so much on social media that the NFL was going to the smaller receivers. And that's why the small receivers were going to be successful. And now that we have the prototypical X's and the Brian Thomas Jr.'s and the Adonai Mitchell's and, you know, Rome Odunze's and Marvin Harrison's, they're like, oh, small receivers, they're not any good. But I think Xavier Worthy out of this group could be pretty good. He also comps a little bit to Hollywood Brown. Now, Hollywood Brown had a great college career, 2 years at Oklahoma. I mean, that was a wide-open offense. I think he averaged like 1,200 yards a season or something. I mean, just he had a really good college career. The stats are similar. The height, weight are similar. Now, we didn't see how fast and how explosive Hollywood was because he hurt his ankle during the pre-draft process, but there was talk that he's a 4-3, 4-3-5 guy. So they're all similar type players. And I'm not as worried as other people are about the weight concerns of Xavier Worthy because he has shown toughness on tape. He has shown willingness to give hits rather than take hits. But obviously at that weight and you get hit hard, it's going to impact you. But his speed is going to allow him to definitely keep his distance on defenders. And they're going to give him a lot of space because they know with his speed, he's going to be able to beat them. But I'd love to see him on a team that's really going to utilize him all types of ways, like Tyreek Hill is used in Miami. And DeSean Jackson was used a lot in Philadelphia with reverses and screens and different, you know, avenues that way. Now, I really don't think Xavier Worthy should be given screens because that's actually setting him up to get hit when he's so fast. You can probably create plays to have a mismatch and throw him the ball while he's on the move. Don't have him stop and wait for the ball. That really defeats the purpose of his speed. But I think that if he's put in the right position to succeed, he can be a special player. So that's all I have for you tonight. Xavier Worthy, data film comp, my number 4 receiver in the class right now. And I'm excited to see where he goes. I think there's a chance he could be drafted before Mitchell and Brian Thomas if the right team can find a fit for him, but he could also slip and go to a team that really just needs to utilize him for his specific strengths. So that's my data film comp for tonight for this Woodford Reserve double oak. Cheers to you. I'll see you on the next episode. Have a good one. Cheers.